Hello, this is Jerry.
Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support, returning your call.
Hi. I have a question about a package I ordered that I received. And I know I talked to somebody the other day about returning it because I guess I didn't catch the fact on Facebook that it was actually like $68. It kind of made it sound like it was eight. And we had went through some stuff. He said it was like returning it wasn't possible or getting like a full credit, like if it was returned. So what are the parameters for like returning this and getting a credit?
Okay, so I will have to pull up your account at first, see exactly what it is. Could you provide me with your zip code?
54601.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Gerald Steele.
Okay, just a moment.
Yeah, I feel like I was looking on Facebook and it was probably something I totally overlooked, but something said it was $7.95 and it showed up on my bank account as 67 something, and that was not what I was expecting.
Gotcha. So I think I have your account here, but could you verify the shipping address for me?
W4300, County Road M, trailer number 30,
Okay,
La Crosse,
gotcha.
Wisconsin 54601.
Okay, just a moment.
And I received the bag today, the backpack, and it's super nice and it would be super great, but I can't afford that kind of a deal at the moment, so.
All right, I understand. Just a second, your account is just loading. A little slow for me. I'm so sorry about the wait. I'm not sure why it's loading
No,
so
that's
slow
okay.
today.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, here we go. So, okay, I do see the tactical bag that you got. So, the tactical bag that you got was free. That was a welcoming gift. So, the tactical bag was only $7.95, which was for shipping essentially. But
Okay.
the $67.32 charge is for the membership that comes with that tactical bag. So that is why we can't, return the tactical bag because that was actually a free gift. And if you returned it, it wouldn't, refund the $67.32. I do see the representative that you spoke with did provide a 50% refund of that charge.
He did, he like we, I think I talked to him yesterday on it, and he did. So I guess now you're telling me it a little clearer than he did. I wasn't quite understanding what he was telling me. So he did say a 50% refund, but okay, so, and then he said something about more charges after that, but like I asked him to cancel that. So hopefully he did that. So I guess where am I standing now? Like, so I still owe or do a, like I'm still getting charged money, right?
So basically, he did cancel out the account because it's a recurring
Okay.
membership. It's a monthly membership until you call in to cancel. So he did
Okay.
cancel that out for you, and he provided you 50%. So that would take 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account, and the remaining charges would be $33.66, and you would be refunded $33.66. I can
Okay.
reach out to someone and see if there's something more I can do for you. If you could just, if I could just place you on a brief hold.
Yeah, sure. So can I ask, Mm-hmm. One question. So what exactly does being a member get me? I mean, does it do anything?
Yes. So being a member, so similar to that tactical bag that you got, that website does, the Consumer Gadgets Club, that website does have thousands of different gadgets for a really good rate that you can order. However, for being a member, you do get a $125 gift voucher every month that you're enrolled, and you can use that voucher to purchase those gadgets online and use those. So that's one of the perks. So even this month, even though we did cancel out your account for anything in the future, you still would got that email, so you can use that voucher. So you should have been receiving that soon if you haven't already got it. But yes, you'll still be able to use that $125 gift voucher, and it'll have the web link and everything in there as to how you can use it and things of that nature.
Okay. So, I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time, but I'd like to, I mean, we don't have to do the other part of the refund. I mean, if I signed up for something, I should do like follow through with it. And I like the site. I just, you know, end of the year, Christmas, this isn't something I planned on, but I would like hopefully next year, like I can get into this, because me and my girlfriend do a lot of camping and a lot of outdoor stuff. So definitely would come in handy. And I haven't gotten an email about $125 credit yet. So, I mean, if that's coming, like, I could definitely just stick with the 50% thing that he did yesterday, and that'll be fine. Like, no need to check on, like, getting a credit for that. Because, yeah, eventually down the road, I'd like to try to actually sign up for it and be a member. So,
okay,
yeah,
so what I'm going to do is put in a request to have that resent to you. I would suggest checking your junk mail, because sometimes it goes to the junk mail. But you do ever want to re-enroll, you can just, they send out those emails similar to the ones you may have got, and then you can just call us back, and then we could get you re-enrolled, and then it'll start back the subscription.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds great. And then, yeah, so I should check, like, my spam? It would go to that?
Yes, check your spam. If it's not there, then just give it about another 24 to 48 hours, and you should have it, because I did just put in a request to resend it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, then I'll check that. And, thank you for all your help.
My pleasure.
Gosh,
and thank
you. I'm sorry I didn't understand what he was telling me yesterday. I was kind of working at the same time, too. So, okay. Well, then I guess everything's all good then.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.